Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana.
Thank you.
And I have a very special guest. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
Yeah. Is it weird for me to call you Kathy, or do you know anyone who calls their parents by their names?
Yes. My brother.
He does?
Yes.
Did he always do that?
He called my dad Roger.
Really?
For the last 30 years. Yeah.
Is it just to be funny, or because he really doesn't believe in that mom dad stuff?
I never asked him about it.
Oh, okay. If you guys are wondering, this is my mom. She returning from the podcast from, do you remember the first episode you were on?
Was it Dad and I?
Yeah, it was you and Dad.
Yeah, but I can't remember what the movie was.
It was the Santa Claus 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I do remember. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a fun one. Thank you, guys. That was actually very fun because I got to record at our house during Christmas time, which was great.
Yeah,
and thank you for doing kind of a random movie. This one is this one is less random because I think it honestly is kind of perfect because it is a mother-daughter movie. We have never switched bodies.
No, we have avoided. I don't like Chinese food too much, so that's probably why. But good Chinese food can be found in San Francisco.
I was going to say that's the best place for it, in my experience. So I guess we'll kind of get into something. So yeah, we talked about how we know each other. I'm your daughter. I'm your second kid. So in a lot of what I talk about on the show is like the 90s and the early 2000s and people's experiences during that time. You had a different experience than a lot of people who've been on the show because you were like, I don't know, did you feel like you kind of missed out on that culture?
Oh, absolutely. In a sense?
Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, now I like the whole grunge and the music scene. No idea. I really didn't listen to music past 1994 through about 2010. I barely listened to music of my choosing.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I missed out a lot of that stuff. I was busy.
Yeah. So. Very busy. Yeah.
Yeah, and if I listened to music, it would have been Dad's choice or your guys' choices.
Yeah. I don't know. You probably don't have regrets over that because you're like, well, you know, it's kind of
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. I just missed out on stuff. So, you know, there are groups that I know of, couldn't match a song with the group, the band, stuff like that. Like, I knew it was either, you know, there's like White Stripes and Black Keys. I'm used to mix those two up. I don't anymore.
They've got,
it's
I
not,
guess
I know
the same
other
genre.
People will say it's not a similar
I was gonna
sound.
Say, I yeah, think to, it is, but me, I'm not, that's not quite my, like, I don't, yeah,
no.
You were saying.
Yeah, that people, I just, you know, they're just grouped together like, there's other bands where people are like, why do you confuse those two? I was like, I don't know. I just didn't pay attention to either of them. So I grouped them together.
Yeah.
Rush and REO Speedwagon to me, I always, you know, I could never tell them apart. And like, that's shocking to people.
Rush? What's a popular Rush sound? I could tell you.
I don't know.
Song.
Not.
I can tell you two REO Speedwagon ones. I can't tell.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. REO Speedwagon is better known. They were around for a while. But, you know, over time, some groups really persist over time. They have. But you end up 25 years later only hearing two or three songs. So that's what you think.
Yeah.
But when you actually go back, you're like, wow. Especially as these older bands have been touring and have gone to concerts. And you're like, wow, I had no idea. I mean, I sort of forgot all these songs. I knew like 12 songs of this group.
Like, you're surprised by how many things you can sing along to because you're like,
I only
ever hear their two hits that like young people would know.
Yeah. But I think streaming services are helping dig a little deeper into the backlog of music, which I really like.
What is your favorite band or performer that you've seen that's kind of on their like reunion tours or whatever?
There's so many. Who was a surprise? Okay, so it was a while ago. We did see the Eagles before. What's his face died? One of the
He died. Wait, the main
one
guy?
Of them.
What's his name?
They also a bunch of them sang. Glenn Frey.
Yeah, Glenn Frey. Is he dead?
Or the other guy? Anyway, the Eagles were a surprise. They were awesome. They hadn't gotten too old. What surprise bands? I don't want to. Oh, Toto. So we saw Toto. That was the opener for Journey, and Toto was great. That was last year. They were great. Oh, okay. So the one Matchbox 20, which was during that time period, I wasn't paying attention. And then I saw, it's basically Rob Thomas.
Yeah.
Thomas perform. And I was like, who, you know, what? Matchbox 20, again, couldn't match songs to the group. Then he was awesome and big surprise.
Yeah. So you have not seen the Barbie movie yet?
No.
Okay.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, you should see. Okay, because there's it's either Rob Thomas or a Matchbox 20 song in it. The one that's like, I wanna push you around.
Oh,
you
know, that's yeah.
He has a very interesting voice because it's very like this. And I don't know what that is. And that's a very, to me, very 90s
back
sound.
Back of the throat kind of.
Back of the throat.
Yeah.
A lot of men, like same with Pearl Jam, did that whole thing. Oh,
yes.
I don't know how, when people come up with their very unique sounding voice, like that isn't just, I don't know how people do that. I don't know. Are you just like, you come up
I
with,
I guess they've always done it. Well, speaking of that, like Celine Dion.
Oh yeah.
She does that. She like uses her
speaking
whole
of throat
mouth.
Singing. Yeah. I'm trying to do her voice though.
Oh,
and that's luck. The way it is. She does that too. Do you like Celine Dion's voice? What do you think?
Some songs are really quite amazing.
Yes.
And some songs I don't love. But she's quite a performer, obviously.
Yeah, she's been doing it forever. Wait, is it harder? Men tend to preserve their voices longer than women?
It seems. Don't. Maybe just because the whole apparatus is larger. I'm not going to guess. But I would say men do better over time than women.
Yeah. It's because women tend to like, my singing voice is like fairly higher than my talking voice, and men, that's not always the case.
Could
yeah.
be.
Yeah. I don't know.
But wait, there are men that have, you know, destroyed their voices. So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Journey.
Yeah.
Isn't that why he was not interested in moving on with them, or did Steve Perry
both
ruin his voice?
I think there was both some vocal issues, and they were done with each other, him and the band.
Like, they spent too much time together, or was he kind of a diva?
I don't know.
We're not speculating. Okay, I'm making up all these rumors about
speculate.
Steve Perry. Okay, I'm going to stop.
Though I've heard all kinds of things. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Steve Perry had a fabulous voice.
Yeah.
And I think he's still performing. So that's
okay.
But what about the movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, okay. So I wanted to ask, did you have much of an opinion on like Disney Channel? Like, because I guess probably more for me than Chloe, had to watch it a fair amount, or at least like peripherally. What did you think of it? Did you think it was stupid? Did you think it was over the top? Did you think it was a good, you know, had good morals?
I think I wasn't watching it directly. I was watching it indirectly, and I thought it was from a parent perspective, it was some good TV viewing. And it was like the plots of the shows and the movies were sometimes pretty lame. I don't care. I mean, I appreciated it. You know, I didn't love it all.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think as a parent, were you concerned about your kids watching things that they weren't ready for, like emotionally, or that were going to be bad influences? Because I've realized a lot of my friends' parents just did not give a shit, and they let their kids watch whatever, and I think you guys were monitored it more, and I think to a reasonable degree.
We monitored it more. However, there were some, we gave a pass to, of course, Jennifer Garner's show.
Oh, Alias.
Alias. Because we loved it so much, and we went, Alias, you guys got to watch with us.
Yeah.
And, but I did, we were, tried to be careful. Of course you saw, watch stuff that, you know, got, you know, probably, but that you didn't have access to it like you do, you know, kids do today.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. I wonder what it's like to have kids these days, and like, cause you can put child locks on stuff, whatever. I feel like kids know how to get around that.
Oh yeah. More. Yeah. They're way. Yeah. So, it was an issue. We didn't even have streaming services. We didn't. We just had cable.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, was like Nickelodeon and Disney, not even HBO or anything like that.
Are you surprised by how lenient certain parents are? Or do you think that's just like, I don't know, some just different styles? I don't know what I'm saying.
Different styles. Yeah. I don't remember being too opinionated. I mean, I didn't know what other kids watched. It's not like they talked about it in front of me.
Yeah.
So
I guess
of course, some parents are more lenient than others.
Would you say, from your perspective, that you guys were like somewhere in the middle, or do you think you're pretty strict? I'm not going to put words into your mouth.
Oh, I think we're in the middle.
I agree. Yeah.
And then Dad was more strict about curfew and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Which, like, sure.
I'm not going to blame it all on Dad. I mean, our biggest worry where we lived was driving at
night. Yeah, the roads weren't necessarily safe. There are definitely people I went to high school with. There's one guy who, I don't need to get into his whole story. He drove into a sign. He was high, so it is on him. But when you were in high school, you had more freedom.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then. Yeah, I had more freedom for sure. And then I was driving all over Portland.
Yes.
So I don't know what makes that safe. Well, I did stupid things, so I know that. And yeah. I didn't want you guys to take those risks that I did.
But you were always fine. Nothing terrible happened to you.
No.
But you think that was just because you were lucky?
My brother did total my dad's car once.
What did he do?
Oh, I don't know. He exited freeway too fast and just plowed into some trees. They were fine. The car was totaled. So anyway, that was, I mean, overall, I was lucky.
So yeah, so that was, do you feel, okay, this is kind of unrelated, but I don't know, I think kind of related topic is like, so when people, you know, Portland became this very, very trendy place in the past, I don't know, 20, 15 years.
And all the time I didn't live there, yes.
Yeah, which I found weird when people are like, oh yeah, I want to move to Portland. It's so cool. It's so like artsy. And I was like, what are you talking about? Not that I didn't like Portland, but growing up, I found it to be a very hoity-toity country club kind of place. And so I thought that was interesting that it got a totally new reputation. How do you feel about that, having grown up there?
You got a different impression of Portland than I did. The town we lived in became very hoity-toity.
Yes.
Portland does not. Portland's got everything, just like most cities. And there's hoity-toity, there's yucky, grungy, just metropolitan area. So it's just, and then there's beautiful areas too. So my impression of Portland, it has it all. It got really cool though when I left. I was a little envious that I missed.
Were you kind of like, as soon as I left, it got fun or cool?
Yes, totally. Yeah, it was. Especially like the microbrewery scene that started in the 90s.
Have you watched Portlandia before?
A couple episodes. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially the one about the organic chicken.
Oh, when they want to know the whole backstory and the life of the chicken. In the first episode, Fred Armisen wants to move to Portland because one of the characters, like out of the two main ones, are like, oh, I'm tired of living in LA, and they're like, move to Portland, and they have this song called Dream of the 90s is alive in Portland, and I'm like, it does feel like a very 90s place. Do you agree with that?
Yes, it was really happening in the 90s and probably the 2000s. Super happening. Everybody was moving there. And I wasn't.
Yeah, you were doing the opposite.
Yes, staying in California.
So, yeah.
Moving on to the movie.
Oh, yeah, moving on to the movie. So we talked about 2000s. And you know what came out in the 2000s? This movie, Freaky Friday. This is the remake of 1976. You were...
Never saw it,
though. 11? You never saw it. Okay, so you really
don't
have... Well,
okay. Because I didn't see a lot of Disney stuff when I was a kid. So, though it was Jodie Foster?
It was, Jodie Foster played the
team. Yeah, and I do love her. And I did like her as a kid. I think she and I are about the same age. So I don't think I saw it.
Oh, okay. So you don't have anything to compare it to in that sense. But yeah, so I was also, there is a musical version that I was in a few years ago that became a movie in 2017. So this is, and you know, I think, I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's another remake made later in my life because it's a fun story. People love a switcheroo.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're going to keep redoing this.
So Freaky Friday, like I said, movie starring Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. So I thought this was fun because I've been doing a lot of Lindsay Lohan movies, which is ironic because I used to really not like her growing up.
That's true.
It's a stupid feud between her and Hilary Duff. But so Lindsay Lohan was huge in my lifetime. And Jamie Lee Curtis was huge in your lifetime too, right?
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
What movies do you know her best from growing up? I guess I don't even need
horror.
To say it.
Horror, of course.
Yes. That was really her genre. Wait, what do you think that was just because she really enjoyed doing horror, or is that she just became an icon in that realm?
I think it just happened, not by choice, but just because of Halloween was such a huge horror hit. And it almost like restarted that genre. I think I loved Halloween because I was just the right age, probably about 12 or 13, that I loved being scared, but it wasn't too young to be, you know, it just destroy me.
Yeah.
So that, and then she also did Terror Train, which was also just fun. It's probably a terrible movie. And actually, I've gone back and watched Halloween and it wasn't great either, but at the time it was great.
Is it not great because you can see, that's totally fake and stuff like that? Or do you think it's because...
Yeah, I don't, I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I was so surprised. I thought, it's such a great movie, let's watch it. And then, I'd have to watch it alone. Yeah. My family. I watched it with you.
I say this, I watched it about 30 minutes and I got to the scene where somebody gets strangled in the car and I was like, I'm out. I can't watch this.
Okay.
I'm sure I could get farther now. I was like a young teen then. But we didn't watch a lot of horror in our household. Well, yeah, why do you think that is? Is it because your husband hates it?
Family members that didn't do horror movies.
Yeah.
And Chloe.
Yeah. So. I know. I'm kind of sad that I didn't get more into it. Because now I'm trying to in my 20s get into it, but yeah, some things I just can't look at. They're too, even I was watching a scene yesterday with like a hostage situation and I was like, I can barely watch this is too stressful.
Yeah, it sort of depends how you feel at the time. Like even it just like suspense type action movies, sometimes I'm just like, you know what, I'm already stressed out, I don't need to watch this too because this is stressing me out.
So
going on about the horror movies, so you know, I was just right then when I was like in junior high, really loved it. And then I think there were a lot of people who just wouldn't watch it with me.
Yeah.
It's not like you love what, especially when you're a teenager, you're not going to do that alone.
Yeah. It's too scary.
It's scary. Yeah. So because it's way more enjoyable when you're watching it with somebody.
Yeah.
Actually, that's part of the, and that's why in a theater, it's also fun because you hear the whole, you know, everybody respond. So I liked Halloween and Jamie Lee Curtis was just awesome. And she was so hot.
Yeah.
And she did a bunch of stupid things. Like, why don't you turn around? Don't walk into that room. So you got to do that in the horror movies.
Yeah. So Jamie Lee Curtis, one thing I noticed about her, even when, cause like when we watched Halloween, she was like supposed to be a teenager and I'm like, wow, she really doesn't look like one in a good way. And she had such a low voice and she still does, but for like a teenager, I was like, whoa, but no, she's awesome. And
I just like her as an actress. Well, as a person, she just seems really like down to earth. And I think it shows in the roles. Some of the roles she plays, but some of them she's really over the top.
Yeah.
Knives Out.
Yeah.
And I did not see her I didn't see the movie Everything. What is it, that long?
Oh, she got an Oscar for that. I saw Everything. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna say it.
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Everywhere All at Once. Okay.
Yeah. I want to see that movie.
It's
I know
good.
It's people love it or people hate it, but I still want to see it.
I need to watch it again. It is hard to follow. There's so much going on, but it is very good. And she plays a really, really dowdy like accountant. And she like the whole time she's wearing this like turtleneck sweater and she's got like a stain right in between her boobs. And she's like, it's very funny. I like when
That goes to like she doesn't care.
Yeah. I love when an actor doesn't care. Yeah. It makes me really happy. Like I don't know. I think what makes a great actor from a good actor, someone who's not afraid to look terrible. And she's married to Christopher Guest, who made Best in Show, my favorite movie of all time. She isn't in the movie. I don't know if they did any movies together. Maybe they're one of those couples who realizes that if we work together, that might ruin our relationship.
Yeah. I I don't think she's in there in any of the same movies, or she's not in any of his mockumentaries.
Yeah, even though she'd be great. But
I know she would be great.
Yeah, she really would be.
She could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, she did earn a Golden Globe nomination for Best Actress in a Motion Picture for Freaky Friday.
She totally deserves it. I'm kind of surprised this movie didn't do better.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, maybe it's because it's a Disney movie. They don't want to nominate. I kind of get it, even though it's
nominated,
a really
but may not give the award to.
Well, I know, it's a too cheesy.
It was more of a light movie. I don't know what was going on in 2003 at the time. I don't know what its competition was. So
yeah, it's great. I saw this movie 3 times in theaters. I really liked it. And I liked it really
at the time, and I think it still holds up
for sure.
I also it wasn't terribly long.
No,
because you know it's about 2 days. You know, it expands 2 days in time. How much can you do? So they didn't try to drag that out, which I appreciated.
Yeah, I do too. Like, and I also like, how long do you want a mother daughter to be switched? That'd be such a nightmare after.
Well, especially the when she's getting married.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be terrible. Yeah. but yeah. So I guess. Okay. So this movie came out on August 6th, 2003. Sorry, I was going to release it on the anniversary, but I got really busy this summer, hence why I didn't have that many episodes. I was on a show and then another show, so this is what you get.
Oh, I see. You were gonna do the 20
years. I was trying to, but it has been 20 years, which is, you know, crazy. But yeah, what do you think you were doing on August 6, 2003, if you had to take a wild guess?
Oh, I was probably coaching soccer at that time.
Coaching Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, raising kids in our suburb of Sacramento.
Yeah, I was going into third grade. Fourth grade, I apologize, which was an interesting year.
Yeah.
I did not do very well in school, but I learned a lot about myself. Yeah,
but was fourth grade your challenging year?
So third grade, I got suspended from school.
Oh, third grade was your challenging
fourth
year.
Fourth grade, I was still kind of a bad kid.
Well, they put you in the same class with that, your nemesis.
No, they did not. That was fifth grade.
Oh,
because
okay.
My nemesis, who, you know, her name's Nicole, shout out, she was great in high school, like we got along then. It was just third grade that was bad, so I got suspended for, we got in a fight, and then fourth grade we weren't in the same class, but there was still a lot of troublemakers and people who annoyed me, and people
no,
who,
really?
I didn't, yeah, I know, yeah, you know what, I am a pretty irritable person, I've worked on that, but I think people used to, I wouldn't say I was bullied, but I was, like, people knew I had a temper, and they would kind of test me, and it was funny, because I was this tiny blonde girl who got pissed sometimes, and people thought it was funny to see me get really mad.
I could see that.
Did you? No, I can see that.
I wasn't like that, but I could see kids like those kids that like to push buttons.
Yeah, which, yeah, would I don't I you got that a lot.
You reach buttons, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I that was a hard year, but I think I was like, that's when we found out I had ADHD, and I don't know, my life kind of turned around for the better from there. So anyway, let's get into Freaky Friday. So, this movie is about a mother-daughter, Tess and Anna Coleman. What do you think of their dynamic?
I thought they did a really good job playing them, their proper selves, and then the switch too.
Yes.
And Dad thought so too. He was I was impressed with Lindsay Lohan playing the mom.
Yeah.
And he was impressed with Jamie Lee Curtis playing the daughter. So, you know, which is a good sign. So they did a really good job. Some stuff like Anna, before she switched, being such a shit when her mom was about to get married, like good timing. And then, the whole band drama about, I mean, that was ridiculous. Like, come, why are you going to go to that rehearsal dinner? Your mom's, you know, getting married. It's just her wedding.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of crazy.
That was, but you know, Disney has to do that.
Yeah, they have to show that this kid is totally clueless and like, of course she's not supportive.
Well, her friends were too.
Yeah, they were. Sure. And I thought that was interesting when like she switched with her mom and her friends are saying, oh, your mom like has never supported you. Like, because when you're a teenager, sometimes you're very ungrateful and you look back on that when you're older and you're like, wow, I really was terrible to my parents. Yeah, but do you think like her response to her parent getting remarried is reasonable?
It'd been 3 years?
Since her dad died.
Yeah, I think that I guess it's reasonable. I'm looking at it from both the mom's perspective. 3 years is a long time trying to raise two kids on your own. The daughter, though, it's a tough time.
Yeah.
So, and she still misses her dad. And, you know, grief lasts different times for different people. Yeah, but it all came together in the end, didn't it?
Yeah. And I think, like, so she has a little brother, and he seems to be kind of dealing with the new stepdad better. Yes. Yeah. Even though he kind of like bribes him, he says like, let me get away with stuff or else I'll be a shit to you, essentially. And the stepdad guy was like, okay, his name's Ryan. He's played by the CSI guy?
I don't know.
Wait, what's his name?
Aren't there different places? Yeah. Mark Harmon.
Yeah, there are different places.
Harmon. NCIS. That's it.
He was in Tarzan.
Okay. Yeah. He just seems like he's done a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
TV and movies.
But yeah, so in the movie they switch because they go to the Chinese restaurant and I thought this didn't age well. There's a part where she did some weird Asian voodoo on us. Like, I'm like, okay, that couldn't fly today.
No, the whole the Chinese restaurant, the hostess and her mom, that was wouldn't fly today.
No,
you're right.
No, because like basically they're using these. I get one of the few minorities in this movie as like mystical creatures who wreak havoc on their lives. Basically, this older Chinese woman sees how they're not getting along, so she gives them a fortune cookie that makes them switch bodies so that they can learn what it's like to be the other one. And this is apparently something she likes to do with people.
Because the daughter knew about it. Heard that hostess, which was her daughter, said, Mama, don't do that.
Yeah, so basically they switch bodies and they wake up and they're each other. What did you think of the beginning scenes of them like realizing, oh my god, we're switched?
It was overdone, but fine.
Yeah,
you know, that's fine. I mean, they had to get the point across really crisp, quick, and then go on from there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff about her being like, oh my god, I'm old. Ugh.
And the crypt keeper, that was not fair. Because I think she looked pretty good.
She does.
If you were moving from what she was supposed to be like 16,
yeah,
to whatever, that would be horrifying. That was funny. It is funny to realize, wait, this is not my body. Oh my god. That would be weird.
And it's funny, there's a scene where like Jamie Lee Curtis, like as a teenage, in the mind of a teenage girl, she's eating fries and the daughter, like mother, is like, you can't eat those because those are going to go straight to your thighs. But I can eat them. And I haven't eaten them in a long time. So I thought that was kind of funny. But, you know, basically it's like the shenanigans they get into. There's like a funny like element of the plot where like, so Chad Michael Murray is in this movie. Do you know much about him? Do you recall much about him being a teen heartthrob in the 2000s?
Tristan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's on Gilmore Girls. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's how you remember him. Yeah. He plays the guy.
Oh, well, I was looking at him going, God, who is this guy? Like, who? And then I had to look him up. And so, oh, yeah, Tristan from, one of her nemesis, however you Nemesi? Say that plurally, that in you... high school.
Yes, he goes to the
him in Paris.
Yeah. But, yeah, so he played a douche in that show, but he actually usually plays kind of like a boy next door. He was in a movie with Hilary Duff called A Cinderella Story. In Freaky Friday, he has, like, different hair. He had different, you know, looks.
Okay, the hair.
I was going to say,
Let's
I know you hate
about
it.
The hair.
Yeah.
His hair, I was like, what? I was so distracted by it. Every time he showed up, I was like, what is going on with his hair? Especially this one scene at first, one of the earlier scenes with him. He had this strand of hair going all the way down his part for some reason. And it held there. And I'm like, this does not happen. And why is that there? So, and he was fine.
Yeah.
But I was just distracted by what is going on with his hair. And hair and makeup has gone wrong when I can't even listen to what he's saying.
Yeah. His hair sticks to the side of his face so much. Like, he probably wore a ton of hairspray or something.
Or it's this weird wig.
Grace. Yeah, it could have been a wig.
So then I spent the rest of the time going, is that a wig?
Yeah. he's kind of, he rides a motorcycle, but he has kind of like a surfer guy persona. Yeah. And yep. I think this is also funny. He's basically falling in love with the mom who is yeah. like has the mind of the teenage girl, but he like he's yeah, it's kind of funny. Any scene between him and Jamie Lee Curtis I've actually really liked.
That was cute. They did that really well.
Yes.
Well, she is a great actress, so she yes. could roll with it, though it would feel weird.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Would be really to be weird. Flirting with it, you know, I'm sure he was like 20 at the time or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan was about the correct age, and I think so, quite a bit older.
Yeah. Yeah. And they bring that up. They keep being like, you're far too old for me. But I'm like, I mean, honestly, he probably was a lot older than her, like probably 5 years or something like that, which is,
yeah. Yeah.
Can be kind of weird if she's like a minor. But yeah. So in the movie, it shows like Anna is in high school and she has the mind of an older woman and she realizes, oh, this is a lot harder. And like, Anna as Jamie Lee Curtis, Tess, is like taking on her job. She's a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And did you like the scenes where basically Anna was like, okay, you're gonna go and be a psychiatrist, don't give them any advice, just keep saying, how do you feel about that? What did you think of those scenes?
How does that make you feel?
Yeah,
I thought that was cute. And I think they balanced that well. So, but then she just took off. I mean, imagine that she's got all these clients to see and then she goes shopping. But that was fun. You got to have the fun shopping scene.
Yeah.
Where she gets way more fun stuff for her mom to wear. And the clothes were fantastic.
I remember, and I still do love the look, because she got her hair cut in like a pixie and I think she got like highlights or something. And then she has this like really cute, I call it wizard sleeve dress.
Gauzy.
Yes. It was awesome. What do you think is like another main point of the movie?
Family love.
Yeah.
And the brother when he wrote the letter.
That was sweet.
So give the background on that.
So Anna and her brother, of course, don't get along. I think her brother's like 10 or something. So it's like a big age difference. Yeah, they fight
all the time.
Yeah, and she always wants to beat him up. And she goes to a parent-teacher conference, Anna, in the body of her mom, and was like, okay, let's get this over with. And the teacher said, oh, he wrote this letter to his sister. And it was like this whole letter about how awesome his sister was. And she was like surprised because she's like, wait, he's always such a shit to me. And it was really cute. And then
was so sweet.
Yeah, that was cute.
I like that part of the movie where they all learn to appreciate each other. Yeah. And that was sweet. Oh, and then afterwards, she was really nice to him and called him sweetie or honey. And he's like, what is wrong?
Oh, yeah. His sister calls him that when she's.
When she's actually the mom. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then he's like, what the fuck? She's like, never this nice to me.
Did not say what the fuck.
He didn't say that. There's no F word. This movie, I think it's PG. So there's no what the fucking in this movie. Overall, would you say like your kids got along well?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Not great all the time. You have two girls. They're not going to always get along great.
Yeah. Did it make you sad when we didn't get along, or were you like, this will pass?
I figured it would pass. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I didn't worry about it. And I think when either of you were going through something, it was like the whole family was suffering. It wasn't just probably somebody was being cranky.
I guess that is something about your kids, I'd say, and maybe my dad too, is that we don't really keep things to ourselves. We make sure everyone else around us is suffering. I'm really considerate in that.
Yes. That is true.
Yeah, I should probably work on that.
In high school, people would suffer in silence more. I think Chloe suffered in silence more and just kept to herself.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever, I'd never change. I hope I'm better at that. You know, if the best person to ask would be my boyfriend, he'd probably be like, she could improve.
So then we haven't talked about the band.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That practices in the garage of their house. And then they get, and they were actually good.
Yeah, they were good.
The band was good. So and then they got some opportunity to perform because a band dropped out of some kind of nearby venue.
Yeah, something like that.
It was, the conflict was the Friday night before the wedding. It was the rehearsal dinner, but the band's time slot to try out was the same time.
So basically her bandmates show up at the rehearsal dinner and they're like, you got to go with us, because they're very, they don't understand the situation at all. And basically
kidnap her.
Yeah. And like Anna, as her mom, is like, well, I did say no. And then her, you know, her fiance is like, you know what? Yeah, sure. Go ahead of it. And because he seems concerned about Anna not liking him. And so I think he's trying to come off as the cool stepdad. Do you think that's where he was coming from?
Because it was right. The venue was nearby. She could go do that and come back in an hour.
What? Yeah, it was pretty convenient.
And then she said, you should be there for your daughter. I'll take care of things here at the rehearsal dinner.
So she leaves her own rehearsal.
Yeah. But she had to, because of course Anna doesn't know how to play the guitar.
Yeah.
So because it's the mom.
Yeah. And so she does this thing where, this is one of the most memorable scenes in the movie, is they're playing at the venue and Anna, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis as Anna is like, they're not playing guitar. She doesn't know what to do. And then Jamie Lee Curtis on the side, she plugs in and she like totally shreds. And then she has this guitar solo where she's dancing.
Bass? Was it a bass?
Is it a bass? I'm going to go with yes, it was a bass. But that was really awesome.
That was cute. It was very cute. Of course, they did great.
Yeah.
And the band was, the girl band was very good.
Yeah. And actually some familiar actresses. Christina Vidal is one of her friends. She was in a movie I reviewed called Brink. And then the other girl, her name's Haley something. She was an episode of Lizzie McGuire. Haley Hudson. Yeah. She was one of Gordo's love interests very briefly.
Okay.
Yeah. She's fun. She has that very 90s, 2000s, like black bob, extremely skinny girl look. Yeah, she was fun. Both of them were good actors, but good at playing very clueless teenagers, even though I'm guessing they were not teens, but that's okay. But yeah, so they shred, they do great. They come back to the rehearsal dinner, and right as they were about to call off the wedding, because she's not going to marry some guy as her daughter. And then right as she was giving the speech, they switch bodies.
That's right. So I was worried about how's this going to work, and they resolved it.
Yes, because that would be, you're not going to go on a honeymoon as your mom.
That would be horrible.
That would be disgusting. So basically they switch back and everything's good. They understand each other now. They appreciate each other. And
the charm worked.
Yeah, it did. Did they have another fortune cookie at the end? Or like, is it just the spell
they went
is broken?
Back. They resolved it by understanding each other. That if once you achieve that, then you can switch back.
So yeah, they get turned back, and then they show the wedding, and there's a song with the band where Lindsay Lohan sings.
And then they kept singing into the credits. So I was like, okay, this band is trying to go somewhere.
Yeah, I had the soundtrack to this movie. I still have it in my car. It's a very fun soundtrack. Yeah, so that was kind of the movie. We already discussed it. We both liked it. Would you say overall you really enjoyed it?
Yes, yeah. This was a good movie. It was, this was a Disney movie that was in theaters.
Technically a Disney Channel movie, which is probably why it's so good.
Well, obviously they spend more time on it, and you know, it's a bigger production.
Yeah, the movie, I really like it. I really do. This is something I go back to it and watch it again, and that's not the case for a lot of these movies.
I watched it again. I was surprised I enjoyed it.
Yeah, did you not expect to, or did you expect?
No, I just didn't think things would hold up. Yeah. And you know, the Disney corny expected stuff, I didn't enjoy that, but overall the movie was quite good, and acting was good and fun, not hokey.
They did a good job. What did you think of the fashion overall? I will say especially the formal wear, anyone could wear that stuff today and it would totally fly.
I thought it was what was funny was when Lindsay Lohan, the Anna character, the mom playing her, and then she had her hair up in like a bun or a French twist, and it looked really pretty.
It did, yeah.
But she dressed really like a businesswoman, which was funny, but it was still cute.
Yeah.
I like that. And I thought all the fashion, the grunge part, you know, it just reminded me the baggy
baggy pants.
Yeah,
you hated it.
It's fine. It was what of the time. And yeah. And oh, and then there was the shot when the mom was walking away. Okay. With the thong coming out the top of her pants. On, yeah. You know, because she was actually the daughter in the mom's body. That was cute. And the little brother.
He looks and he's horrified. Yeah. It's funny because there's this part where like Jamie Lee Curtis, Anna's in her body. She's like, I fixed your pants. And she cut the top, like the belt loops off of the jeans. And that's what people used to do. Because back then you had like super, super low waisted pants. So I forgot that you just cut the top off. And I'm like, wow, that's such a weird look. I mean, I just think I've said everyone, and now that like the 2000s is coming back and has been back, people are like, I can't do the low waisted jeans. It looks good on nobody. And that's kind of true. It just, you have to be like really skinny, but also not so skinny that they fall off.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me, it's coming back?
It has been back because it's like everything from the 2000s is back, but so many people are resisting it because they're like, I'm going to look terrible. Yeah. I haven't. It's like underwear is going to go. I guess that was the thing too, is having your thong come up above it, which I thought, it's not for me. And I don't think it's for most people.
Well, it was never for you. No. Well, we wouldn't mock.
Yeah.
So certain intersections in our hometown, you'd stop and see all the high school students cross. Yeah. And you'd be stuck forever at the crossing.
Yeah.
And just, we would remark it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah,
pull your shirt down.
For boys and girls, it's kind of crazy, but
yeah, it was at the time. When was skinny jeans?
Skinny after jeans that? Came back. I remember the first time I saw someone wear skinny jeans was sixth grade. At the very end, someone was wearing red skinny jeans, and I remember noting, "Whoa, that's very different." It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. I'd never seen pants that tight, and then that was like super popular until I guess like when I got out of college. Like, it's one of those things that lasted forever. I did not expect that. There was a point when I was in high school where nobody would wear flared pants. That was so uncool. Skinny jeans. Which there is none in this movie, because it just wasn't the time. There was cargo pants, baggy ones, like super, super baggy ones.
It was torn, you know, lots of holes in baggy. Yes, that was,
and like a lot of grungy stuff. That went same with what you said. I'm not super into grungy myself, but it does, I mean, it looks good on certain people.
It's okay. Yeah, it's just keep your pants on.
Yes.
I mean, the whole nervousness about, are they going to fall off or not? I don't want to
say that. Is that worth it?
Yeah, I don't. It's stressful to me as the, you know, observer.
Am I going to have to see your ass? Hopefully not.
Usually it's a guy and I don't want to see their ass.
What did you think of, so another trend of hair in this movie is like people have very, very streaky, chunky highlights. What do you think of that?
Oh, I did not like that.
Yeah.
I did not. Lindsay Lohan had that, whereas it's like the highlight starts a couple inches down and just, but when it was in the bun, it looked really good.
Yeah, it was cute. Like when it's up, it's like you can see the different streaks. It's interesting because you don't see a redhead with blonde highlights very often, because it's like.
True.
I mean, it doesn't look bad. It's just kind of like, you know, red hair is so rare that in a way you're like, well, if I had like such a pretty hair color, why would I change it? But I don't know. Everyone changes their hair color. I changed my hair color, so I can't really say don't do it.
The Jamie Lee Curtis character, Tessa?
Tess, I think. Yeah.
Tess. She got highlights.
Yeah, I love
makeover.
It.
I guess it was so makeover. Cute.
Because she had like kind of like, what's her name? Isn't it, well, the mom from Brady Bunch is Florence Henderson, right?
Yes.
She had that kind of hair before, and then she got shorter, and it looks so much cuter, like the pixie.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
I really liked it. Jamie Lee Curtis is like an icon of short hair. I guess she had long hair. Which is another reason why
I like her.
Yes, I know. Well, have you ever had the pixie?
Yes.
Did you like it on you? Have you had it since you were younger?
It's gotten a new name. So,
what was it before?
I don't know. Didn't have a name. It was just short. So yes, I've had that. I had that in high school more. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, probably my junior and senior year from time to time.
When I was in college, pixies were so popular.
Really?
And every girl, even girls you wouldn't expect, like cut their hair short and maybe dyed it. Like I had a friend who had it. She always had it short and it was always like blue or like purple or pink. And it was really cool. And people would get the... like, it, what is it called? Faded, where it's like it's buzzed at the bottom and then kind of longer at the top. Yeah, yeah, that was super popular. Wow, I never okay. did it because I have to have bangs. I'm very insistent about that.
Yes, that's true.
And I think, I don't know if you can really have a pixie and bangs. It might kind of look stupid. Maybe it doesn't, though. I don't know. Maybe it can be done. But yeah, no. And then what's the last thing about fashion? She just kind of, she wore a lot of, yeah, tattered stuff and like black t-shirts, like, and like baseball shirts. You know what I mean by baseball shirts?
I did like how the daughter dressed, though. I mean, yeah. Okay. So Anna, the actual daughter, I liked how she dressed. I liked her style. The whole choker thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that, but you know, just, do you remember that?
Yeah, I okay. did. I remember thinking they were really cool. I feel like that wasn't the kind of thing I would have, I felt like I wasn't allowed to wear it because I wasn't about to be wearing black and like edgy stuff when I was that young. And
I wouldn't have,
I feel like you wouldn't have wanted. Yeah, I was going to say, I think there were certain things I didn't even ask because I knew that you guys, and you guys weren't that strict, but I knew you guys wouldn't have allowed it. You don't think you would have cared?
No.
If I wanted to be like a little goth 8-year-old.
Oh, is it? Well, it's not, you're not going to be wearing makeup.
Yeah, that's true. Eight. Well, so maybe this is an obvious question. I just want to know your perspective. Why don't you want kids to wear makeup?
Well, they'll be wearing makeup soon enough.
Yeah.
And I mean, you were a beautiful child. Why mess with, you didn't need, okay. The other thing, from adult looking at a child, you're like, what? You don't need makeup. Oh my God. Yeah, later you will, but you don't need makeup now.
Do you feel like it's mostly like you don't need it, or is it, do you think it like, it gives you, it puts like pressure on yourself too young?
Yes. It's the focus of how you look.
Yeah.
So that is the biggest thing. Well, and then usually when girls start wearing makeup, they wear, just start head towards too much really fast.
Yeah. Did you?
I don't know. And people started wearing makeup in junior high.
I didn't wear makeup in junior high because I was too lazy. I started wearing, I wore so much makeup in high school. It's kind of crazy. I don't know why. I think I just thought I didn't look good otherwise. Yeah. Did you wear a shit ton? Like, do you look at pictures of yourself and I'm like, oh my God, why was I wearing so much makeup?
Eyeliner thing. And yeah. And also, and then even when I was in high school, there was even light blue eyeshadow, which was hideous. I didn't even have blue eyes. I don't know.
No, you didn't. Because I remember growing up, you always hated blue eyeshadow. Was it because you grew up, like you were in high school in the 80s, and that was such a big thing?
It was a big thing. It was not well done. And it was just that, you know, that just the blue eyelid
thing.
You know, now you blend different colors. And back then, I didn't know what I was doing either. And neither did my friends. They're what, you couldn't go get your makeup done.
Really? I mean, not even like at like a...
You probably could, but you didn't. And that became a thing like when I was in college.
Okay. So yeah, fun fashion at the end. Lindsay Lohan wears like a cute like lavender tea-length satin dress with like
love
white.
That dress.
Yeah, that was really cute. And like usually redheads don't look good in lavender, but she pulled it off.
I thought that was a bold choice. And I think they don't look good in lavender, more of the skin in the lavender rather than the hair. She looked great.
She did.
And she literally rocked it.
She did. And she's like playing an electric guitar in a very tight dress. Good for her. And then I love that Jamie Lee Curtis wore a suit to her wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Second wedding, though.
Yeah. No, because I think like my grandma, didn't she wear, she wore a suit second wedding?
Also.
Yeah. So, which is cool. Very fun. So that's kind of the fashion and that's kind of the movie wrapping up. Very fun movie. Really liked it.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Would say 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, same here. Watch it. If you have, I think anyone listening to this episode probably has seen it. But if you haven't, I'm the millionth person to tell you should. But ending this episode, is there anything you want to promote in your life? Do you want everyone to follow you on the Instagram you don't have?
No, absolutely not. Don't follow me. And I'm doing such I'm doing such boring stuff. It would not be, but that's fine. I am not into social media. So,
you hate it?
Other than my daughters. Oh, I do. I mean, myself, not into social media. I do follow stuff on, especially Instagram.
So that's the part of social media that you like, is the sharing of animal videos.
Oh yeah. I'm a fan of wombats right now.
Oh, okay. That's
goats.
Yes.
Corgi. Wait, what is the corgi's name? Corgi.
Oh, this is a specific corgi.
Yes. I forgot his name anyway. He's adorable. Hoodoo. He's very charming.
Is there any positive messages you want to send out to the world this beautiful Wednesday morning?
Well, I think that the theme of the movie was appreciate your family members. Yeah. And I think they did a great job with that.
Yeah.
And the family members, it doesn't have to be your traditional family.
No.
It can be a reformulated family.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate your parents. They, especially, I don't think many young teens listen to this, but your parents do a lot for you. Don't complain about them. And also understand that the situations they're in and that they deserve love too. I don't know. I can't really relate to that situation personally, but yeah, so that was the show. Thank you for being on. I'm glad that you got your own episode. And I think this was the perfect movie to talk about.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And it was a fun movie. Yeah. I wish we'd watched it together.
I know, I do too. And I'm kind of surprised. I see you guys all the time, but we couldn't really make this work because me and my mom are really like focused on our careers right now. and we're just like career women. But so thank you. And
you're welcome. Oh, and by the way, there's supposed to be a sequel. So the rumor is they're making a sequel to Freaky Friday.
With Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope so.
Disney has confirmed, this is per Wikipedia.
Okay.
A sequel was in development in May of 2023. So that
Cool. Lindsay Lohan seems to have finally, like, you know, actually gotten back on track. Good for her. So
maybe. Oh, what if it's Lindsay Lohan as a mom? But she's too young. Ooh. She's 37.
You think she would be too... Oh, to switch bodies with a teen? Yeah. She could have had a kid really early.
Well, yeah. But, well, yeah. So probably not. I don't know how they would do it. So.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Stay tuned for that.
We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Thank you guys for listening. And join us next time when we watch a Disney Channel movie. Bye. Someone new who's just like you. You're it. You're the only